Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. We're here with Dayla Leon.
Yeah.
And speaking of coffee, you've got it going on this weekend, girl.
We sure do. We're so excited to bring the Coffee and Chocolate Festival back to Calvert City, to Marshall County. We have vendors from all over. Last year, we had 3,000 attendees from 64 zip codes. People from all over, and we sold out in 2.5 hours. So we have expanded it. We have more vendors, more food, more chocolate. Yep, and it's going to be 2 days.
2 days, starting this Saturday.
Yep, 9 to 2.
9 to 2.
Sunday will be 10 to 2, but we're doing this special populations early shopping hour on Sunday. Mm-hmm. That was requested last year for people that couldn't be around the crowds, couldn't navigate the crowds, and still wanted a chance to get some of the good stuff. So if you have anything that keeps you where you can't be around crowds, whether it's mental health, physical health, PTSD, whatever it is, you know, you can come early Sunday from 9 to 10 and have sort of a private shopping time.
Are there new vendors this year?
New vendors, yes. We have a couple. We have several Southern Illinois vendors I'm super excited about. We have a vendor from Eastern Kentucky. We have several more local people, startups that I hadn't even heard of, which is one of my favorite things about this show is finding new people with new talent in the area. So yeah, we have lots going on this year.
And you were saying there's a Mennonite food truck.
There
I'm like, I had no idea.
I know. She contacted us, Country Sweets. She'll be there Saturday, of course. And she has 9 kinds of fried pies. Mm-hmm. 9 kinds, from fruit to pecan to chocolate. And then she's going to do a chili, a soup, and a fresh lemonade. So she'll be there Saturday. And then we also have a brand new food truck.
Okay.
It's Poppy's Pizza Wagon. So they're actually going to premiere Friday. We're their very first stop. So Friday, if you want to swing by, kind of see the layout, people will be setting up. But she'll be open selling pizza and dessert pizza. And then she'll be there all day Saturday. And then Handheld is going to come Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be there. Chimneys is our other food truck. We have Off 4th Street Coffee Company there again. So that's all the outside. You know, we had that covered eating area and tables and chairs in the sun and the shade, a free kids craft. So all that's out front, and there's no admission for that area.
Yeah.
And then if you want to pay admission, get a wristband, $5 a day, $8 a weekend, 12 and under free, first responders, veterans, military free. And that includes admission into the Civic Center, the conference room, where we have all the vendors with samples and specials, prizes, giveaways, voting, best of show.
Yeah, tell us about the voting.
Includes the classes.
Okay, because I don't remember voting last year.
Yeah.
So tell us how that works.
Yeah, so we did best of show voting and people's choice. So we did a best chocolate, a best coffee, and a best other. So we'll do that again. That was super fun. I loved that last year, the best chocolate went to the healthy dessert people, and they're back. Wild Love Farms, they won for their mushroom truffle.
Wow, that's unique.
Yeah, it's delicious. And they have mushroom coffee, mushroom cocoa. I mixed them together and made like a mocha. It was fabulous. So they have all kinds of things for sale that are health supporting. And we have other vendors with health supporting or, you know, vegan, gluten-free, keto, sugar-free. We have a lot of vendors that are making special things for dietary needs too, which I appreciate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you've got a lot of nonprofits taking part.
Yes, we love that. We have even more. And we also have, so we have the health department, the library. We have the Humane Society this year. They needed some fundraising help. We're happy to help. And so, yeah, they're common free. Everything you pay to them goes directly to them. And they're making chocolate-covered strawberries, chocolate-covered fruit, handmade pet treats. And I heard they're working on some kind of famous pudding special. So they'll be right there, right when you walk in the hallway, really. And then there's a conference room to your left where I have our kind of special visitors. The Southern Illinois coffee shop is there. A vendor out of Murray I adore. Redhead Bakery. A bunch of vendors in there that are great. The rest in the main room. The classes are going to be in the library again right across the parking lot. And they run Saturday and Sunday as well.
All right. What kind of classes can they have, Dayla?
Yeah, so Marshall County Health Department's going to lead off Saturday morning. They're doing a healthy treat. You're going to be able to make it, eat it, take recipes with you. It is limited. Some of these are limited to like 25, 30 people. So you want to show up. That one's first come, first serve. I love this one. Dark chocolate cake pops with ingredients from Artisan Kitchen. So Marshall County Health Department, the library will be there for that class at 10:30. That one you can actually pre-register for through the library website.
All right.
So that one's limited to 25. You're going to want to pre-register for that. The cake pops look amazing. Obviously, you get to take those as well. And then 12 o'clock, I'm really excited. Mrs. B's Bakery is coming from Murray, and she's going to do this cool, healthy sweetener blind taste test thing. So it'll be limited to 30 for the samples, but you can come and listen to her talk. She's super passionate about, and so am I, about having sweets actually be healthy for you as well. So I'm excited about that one. Sunday, Whiskey Ridge Farm is going to do a super funny presentation. He's kind of slapstick comedy guy. The 505 will come talk about coffee ordering. You know, what do you order when you drive through Dub? You know, do you know what all those things are? I don't. You know, so they're going to kind of talk about things like that. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll do that cacao ceremony again. So I love this because, A, it's a meditation and a sound healing, which a lot of people haven't done. B, it's a chance to try cacao in its original form versus its highly processed or even dark chocolate form. So it's a medicinal grade drink, right? So it's going to have this like warming, heart opening, heart healing kind of vibe, made with these ingredients where we can kind of tune into like what is chocolate as actually a medicine versus a processed thing. So yeah, I'm excited about that. And that's put on by the Healing Hut. They're down there by Centered Space, and those girls, they put on our classes and workshops and stuff. So we're excited about the classes this year too.
Yeah. And are you going to have vendors outside?
Outside is sort of the food truck area, but there's a couple vendors. So we're going to have, there's also the mini donuts made fresh on site. So she'll be out there. And then, let's see, we have What's Popping. They're bringing not only kettle corn and all the different varieties of kettle corn, but they have this year pork rinds, cotton candy, cider. So yeah, there's a bunch out front there. Stepstone will be there for a little bit Saturday doing a free kids craft as well. And then inside, the library and Kata will be hosting the kids craft, free kids craft inside. There's free kids face painting all weekend. We have some Bath and Body, House and Home, health supporting stuff. And lots of savories this year. We have some pickled goods. We have a ton of sourdough, which I'm super excited about, from chocolate sourdough, chocolate chip cookie sourdough, fresh breads, bagels. Where can you get fresh made bagels, right?
No.
There's not even a bagel shop anywhere. So yeah, I'm super excited about what we have going on this year. A couple of our booths have expanded and our double booths, bringing even more. This week online, on Facebook, really, you'll start to see what people are actually making and bringing. Because a lot of these flavors are going to be surprises. Like the Mac Girls, I don't know what flavors they're bringing yet. And they're all naturally gluten-free, you know? Yeah. So the Cookie House, I don't know what they have or, you know. So it's an exciting week to see what people are going to come up with. There's going to be some specials and specialty things, too.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Dayla Leon from the Purchase Area Coffee and Chocolate Festival. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Coffee Call.